And what kind of skills would you say that you primarily used in your career? And were they skills that you learned in school, or was it more like on the job training, or maybe a combination of both?
I would say a combination of both, Patrick. I've always been good with my hands, so that's something that I learned as a child with just constantly doing stuff. My grandfather and father were both physicians, but they also worked in my grandfather's wood shop, and I learned how to build and do home repairs on my own. And so within the printing companies or the companies that I've owned, there's always something that breaks, and it's a lot cheaper to fix it yourself sometimes. So, but then also on top of that, my accounting degree has benefited me hugely. I've been able to do all my own books. I've been able to understand what's financial statements that are shown to me and do them myself. And so that makes a huge difference. I don't particularly do a lot accounting anymore. I do books, but very minimally, and I turn my tax returns all over to my tax accountant now. Spend the time doing something else. For instance, right now I am because of COVID, I wanted to keep everybody employed, so I cut back on my salary, kept everybody employed, and went and got my real estate license. So for the last 4 months, I've actually been a licensed real estate agent for Coldwell Banker.
Huh, good for you. In Aptos?
I actually work with a team, and the team is they're located actually in the Los Altos Coldwell Banker office. But
Okay.
I work out of a home office and deal mainly with between Scotts Valley and Carmel.
Okay. Very cool. And congratulations on doing that.
Thank you.
Yeah. How's that going so far?
It's going great. Constant learning is very important in business life. And so it doesn't matter whether I was a printer or a sailor, constantly going to conferences and listening to people speak and participating in the background of the industries that you're in, and continuing to learn is important. And I've always been interested in real estate. I've purchased several commercial buildings throughout the printing business, and a couple of my own homes. And so it's always fascinated me. It's fascinated me, the real estate. And so with the slowdown, I decided to learn something new.
Oh, it's just, yeah, that's super
51 years
awesome.
old.
Oh, never too old. And
Never too old.
and I just really agree with you about constantly learning and evolving and adapting.
Very important.